Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NAS reported that 61% of the corn crop was rated good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. 62% of the corn crop is dented compared with 45% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 79%. 11% is rated mature compared with 6% last week, and the five-year average of 28%. In soybeans, 57% of the crop is rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. 10% of the soybean crop is dropping leaves, compared with 4% last week, and the five-year average of 21%. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to trade from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower, following another steep decline in wholesale pork prices Monday afternoon. Terminals are called steady to weaker, top prices from $46 to $50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, September 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,151. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.50 to $73.50. The weighted average, $70.18 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $45.23 to $57. The weighted average, $54.04. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,922. The base price range, 61.50 to 76.25. The weighted average, 72.41. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47 to $56.50, and the weighted average was 55.42. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kuser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have a few issues to talk about. First off, the rain that fell in many areas during the last 24 hours has pretty much come to an end across the Midwest Corn Belt, not nearly as heavy as the round late last week. We're seeing a few scattered showers across central and southern Ohio and far southern Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky. And most of that is insignificant at this point. High pressure is building in. Cool weather across the Midwest. Temperatures this hour still in the 40s across much of northern sections of the Midwest Corn Belt. Even northwestern Illinois experienced temperatures this morning in the 40s. So some cooler air than average has pushed into the Corn Belt, and today is going to be a cool day. Even in Champaign-Urbana, I'm going with a high of 69 degrees today, the average high 81. Temperatures did drop into the mid to upper 30s overnight across portions of northern Iowa, not to the point where any damage would occur, but that's getting a little nerve-wracking when you see some 36 and 38 and 39 degree readings. And it seems the coldest air was centered over north central and northwestern Iowa into far eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. But all official temperatures were mid to upper 30s there, no lower 30s, no freeze, perhaps a couple patches of frost in the lowest lying dips in the terrain. The only below freezing reading we have on the map is northwest of Duluth. Outside of the growing areas, there was a station that got down to 31 degrees this morning. Most areas in the Midwest, though, staying in the 40s, if not higher, across central Ohio, for example, is mid-60s. Same thing for southern Indiana and far southern Illinois, as the cold front hadn't gotten through there yet. So it'll be a cool day today, a cool night tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 40s in many areas. Then we start to moderate a little bit. But with that, we bring rain back into the forecast. Rain will be entering the upper Midwest on Thursday and coming into much of the rest of the area Thursday night into Friday. And there could be some locally heavy rains once we get into Friday. And right now it appears the best chance for that will be over parts of our two-state area of Illinois and Indiana and back into Missouri. It looks like Missouri is actually going to get the most rain on Friday, but some of that could be inching its way into central Illinois and central Indiana. But all of the Corn Belt should be getting some rain Friday into Saturday. Now, Saturday is where the computer models start to diverge. The European model puts heavy rain down across the northern half of Illinois and Indiana on Friday night into Saturday, and neighboring portions of Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin sharing in that. The American model starts to push the rain southward on Saturday, so central Illinois and Indiana would still get rain Saturday, and then Saturday night into early Sunday, it's just in the Ohio Valley before exiting altogether. The European model, which seems to be more believable, brings the remnants of Ike up this way through Texas and Oklahoma on Sunday and into southern Missouri as we go into Sunday night and into Illinois later Sunday night into Monday, and then across Indiana and Ohio. And that could be heavy rain. That's what the European medium range computer model indicates, at least. So that's something that will have to be watched, because if we get heavy rain, that's going to keep the temperatures down. That's going to keep it cloudy. That's going to slow maturation rates. And that really causes great concern, as the crops are already behind schedule. And I do not see favorable weather for speeding up the maturation of crops right now. Beyond that, both models at least go to dry weather starting on Tuesday of next week and beyond for a while. So they're in agreement there. I guess it's just Ike that is of question right now. The American model doesn't bring any moisture from Ike up this way, and the European model brings it all up. Both models take Ike into Texas on about Saturday and south of Houston. So that seems to be the track the models are taking now. We'll have to wait on that. Finally, I'm looking at the longer range models to see about cold air, and the model's not quite as cold in the northern plains and Midwest today as they were yesterday. So there's no threat of frost showing up on either the American or European models going out to about the 24th of September. But there is very cold air up in northern Canada, and we'll have to watch that, because if any of that heads this way, frost could come in late September or October. The potential is there, so that's something we'll have to continue to monitor. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
You can receive this agricultural broadcast by podcast. Go to our website at willag.org and click on the podcast link on the right-hand side of the page to subscribe. You'll never miss a pre-opening market report again. In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 783 and three quarters, down one. Last trade down 15 and a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 720 and three quarters, down two. Last trade down 10 and three quarters. December, 742 and three quarters, down one. Last trade down 15 and a half. September corn opened at 530, down 3. Last trade down 8.5. December 545, down 4. Last trade down 10. September beans 1192, down 2.5. Last trade down 22.5. November 1189, down 3. Last trade down 25. October soybean meal opened at 327.20, up 30. Last trade down 570. October soybean oil open at 48.75, unchanged. Last trade down $1.05. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
We had more or less inside days in the pits yesterday. It looks like off of the overnight, we're going to try the low side today.
Yeah, we're going to look like to do that. Ike, they moved further south, and that pushed crude oil down $2-$2.5. That helped push everything lower. Funds still have the get-me-out attitude, so we're looking at 8-12 lower on corn, 20-30 lower on beans, and 10-15 lower on wheat.
What would happen if we had a settlement below the 11 August spike low of 1168 in the Nove beans, Pete?
If we had a settlement there, the next thing they would look for was the February low, the technical people, which was at 1050. We went up to 14 ahead of that and went to 1050, and then we made the highs at 16 plus afterwards. So that's what they'd look at there. They're still looking at the 504 in the corn, but there are people looking down to 490 and 470 in the corn.
Are there any suspicions among traders that the Gustav rains put significant bushels on the size of the soybean crop?
There are some people thinking that there are others thinking not much because of the cool temperatures and also the length of night and length of day. Those have a lot to do with beans, more so right now than the rain.
And what do you think?
I think the grass green ones will gain a bushel or two. The ones, of course, that have already had a tint to them will gain nothing. Around here, a lot of them have that tint to them. The grass green ones could grow, increase a little bit, but the time of the year, beans go by length of sunlight and length of darkness, and they also go by temperatures, and anything in the 40s supposedly pretty much takes them 3 days to recover from it, so I don't think they're adding much with these temperatures we have.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock for about 20, 30 seconds.
We're looking at mixed cattle prices, and we're looking at 10 to 30 lower in hogs for today.
All right, Pete, thank you very much, and you have a great day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.